0TR.
Mobile.
0TR and 4DJC. Gets that call. Let me turn my radio down. He's a little weak. Go ahead. And 4DJC. Now, Jerry. Good to hear you, bud. Oh, I'm just headed down to get my orthopedic inserts, and then I think I'll drop by the shooters over there, or whatever they call it, or sharpshooters, I guess it is, and then Walmart. Gotta go down there, too. How's your day?
So far, I got to head over there this afternoon to run a couple of errands for the grandkids, and that's about it for today. That'll do for this week, I guess. What you getting over at Sharpshooters?
Don't know. I have a Model 10 that my brother-in-law gave me 1 year, and it's got a Douglas barrel on it, and a funny hammer for single action shooting. He was on the Wichita Police Force shooting team, and it's set up for single action only. It don't have a trigger spur on it, and I've looked for years for that trigger spur, because I'm going to give this to the kids. I've looked for years for that hammer, and by golly, one of them turned up on eBay the other day. And I looked every place else, and guys, I haven't used eBay once or twice in the last 5 or 6 years, I guess. But it was there, so I ordered it, and I'm going to go see if they can install it. It says it's for a Model 10. I don't see why it wouldn't. But this one's got a Bomar rib on it and a Douglas barrel on it. It's a little different.
A PPC gun. Put those heavy barrels on the back in the 70s and put the Bomar had a rib on it. It had another one called an aristocrat. It's kind of wing looking front sight on it too. They used them at 25 and 50 yards. Bill Davis built a bunch of those guys out in Los Angeles for various police departments. And one of my friends has got one that Bill built years ago. And he's still guiding this up. I mean, 140 grain water cutter, it'll shoot inside 2 inches at 50 yards.
That's good, yeah. Well, I used to shoot blue rock on the side of a berm back in Kansas at 50 yards with my gold cup and a 200 grain semi wad cutter that I cast myself, and it would hit them probably, I could hit them probably 3 to 4 times out of 5.
200 grain, he's been handling, he had a 200 grain semi-bar cutter. Spear made one too, a soft one. It was a swage one, and I used it with a taper crimp die on my 45. That was a really accurate bullet. It didn't tumble, it was good out to 50 yards. And the cast ones were, you could run the cast ones a little bit hotter, though, but the cast ones didn't do any, they didn't lead. We had one guy, matter of fact, I bought everything I needed here in Anderson, because that's when I was shooting. One of the guys I shot with, he retired now, but he was going to work for the South Carolina State Patrol, and he shot on their pistol team for years, I guess. And he had a, what he shot at times, he had a gold cup, and he had a, for the, yeah, back then you could use 38 centerfire. They had a Colt official, Colt officer bottle match, and most people shot K-38s. But you couldn't shoot a modified gun; it had to be a stock gun to shoot it. For the for that particular thing, it was a three gun shoot. And he shot a high standard 22. Now, high standard was a really accurate 22, but. He would outshoot my Model 41 Smith & Wesson 22, but he was a really good shot, and I haven't talked to him in years, but I'm sure he was a little bit older than I was, so I'm sure he's retired now. But yeah, any of those K-frame hammers will work as long as it's got the Well, it's got the, they call it a hammer nose, but it's actually the firing pin and a rivet. It's got a pin in it. It had been, and it's in good shape. They should be able to fit it up pretty easily.
Yeah, it does. And I noticed there's a little doohickey down on the bottom of it with a spring behind it. And it looks like it's in really good shape. It come from a distributor. And, I can't remember exactly what I get for. I think it was about $45, but I don't know if they still got a gunsmith over there or not. I haven't been down there in a long time. I just don't know for sure. But I'm going to go down there. There used to be a guy from the fire department that was a gunsmith. And if not, I might have Chris put it in for me up there at Liberty. And if not, Chad goes up there now and then. I think he'd put it in. But it's a beautiful pistol. And I don't want to give it to the kids like that. It's got a little piece of silicon on the back of the trigger. And you can pull it back to touch that and then just touch it off. Yeah, and you mentioned the officer's model match. I have one of those, and it's probably one of the most, well, next to the Gold Cup, it's one of the most accurate I ever had. And I bought a RCBS 90 grain round nose, and I loaded it in that. It's 38 special, it's not 357. And Jerry, I could shoot rabbits and squirrels with that thing, if you want to believe that. That's the truth. I shot a couple of squirrels out of a tree one day when George and I pulled into his farm. And he looked over there at me. I shot him out the window. He was in the yard. And he looked at me and he says, "I got to have some of them bullets."
My son's got a Colt Trooper 357, he didn't have, they made a 22, he didn't have that, but he's got a old K-38, he's got two K-22s, one of them, both of these are, post-war, they didn't before they started doing numbers, I don't think it had been fired before he got it, it was gorgeous, it came in a gold box, and the other one is a fairly, it had been used a lot, but as a gunsmith here in town, it has a Concept Firearms on the Abbeville Highway. They do stuff like that, but they're expensive, and it takes a while to get them to do work on them, but they do any of that trick work for Smiths or Colts, any of that stuff. But they take some time, and they're expensive. But generally, a hammer's not that big of a deal as long as nobody's messed with it. It takes a little bit of fit into the sear, but some of them actually just drop in. Trigger's a little different situation, but the hammers usually drop in, and it should work just fine. Unless somebody says, a lot of times people worked on those actions, though, and the action, somebody may have worked on it and smoothed it up maybe more. It might need to be fitted to it. It might even need a trigger as well. But if you look for hammers and triggers for Smith's, Smith & Wesson form, I'll send you the link to it. There are people there all the time that have brand new ones. They're still in the packs, Smith & Wesson packs. We've got good old ones. And I used to have a couple myself, but I don't keep them anymore because my son's got a bunch of stuff, but I don't have anything. So I got rid of mine years ago. But I had wide target triggers, wide target hammers for K-frames and N-frames too, but that was back in years ago when I was doing a lot of shooting and I always wanted to have an extra one just in case I didn't need to fit one up. But I can't do that. My eyes aren't good enough to do that anymore, Tom.
This is NZLTR. Yeah, my neighbor had one of those high standard 22s. They were beautiful. It had a sporter barrel. It was bigger than a normal barrel. I had a Trooper Mark III, and it was on a 357 frame back when I was in Kansas, and I sold it like a dummy. And it was a beautiful pistol, very heavy, and I really enjoyed it. But, when you're poor, you do what you gotta do. so I sold it and got something else. But, Jerry, I have arrived at Advanced Prosthetics here, and I got to go ahead and get my shoe inserts and fit it up and all that, and I got 1 minute to get in there, so I got to run. Great talking to you, Jerry. I'll be headed on out pretty quick, I imagine. In for DJC in 0TR. It's always a pleasure. 73.
Talk to you later, Tom. Have a good afternoon. In 0TR, in for DJC, clear.